I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I am interviewing Jeffrey Kirkpatrick, the director of the Bethlehem Public Library, about Bethlehem Cable TV. Jeff, thanks for sitting down for this interview. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So to start out, can you give us some basic information about Bethlehem Cable TV? What is it and what kind of programming does it provide?
So the Bethlehem Community Network Television is the public access channel that serves the most directly serves the town of Bethlehem. So it's always public access TV is a little bit of a hard thing to get your hands around, right? Sometimes they don't necessarily have the kind of organizations where you hold them can change, right? So, but libraries are frequently holders of the of cable access channels, and in Bethlehem, the library happens to be the holding location.
I see. And in terms of coverage, does it have a specifically local focus, or is it a general topic programming channel?
The channel is interesting. So it is. It does have a local focus, though we play shows that come from all over the country. But obviously, the priority goes to programs of local interest. So when we're looking mostly at scheduling, it's the programs that are local that we would play first, that get the primary time slots. Mm-hmm. And then shows that come from around the rest of the state or around the country get put on at different time slots.
I see. So there's a kind of prioritization of the local.
Yeah.
And what sort of topics tend to come up on the channel?
So, and again, the TV station is different than a lot of other TV stations because we don't control the content, right? It's public access television. This is an access outlet for people to for the citizens to be able to play shows that are important to them. So our shows tend to be all over the place. There's we certainly show the board meetings, the local board meetings from school districts and the town, several town different board meetings, the Zoning Board of Appeals, the town board itself, mm-hmm. School districts. We show board meetings from three different school districts that touch on the town of Bethlehem. And then we'll there'll be the religious programs where a lot of the local churches will film their services and we show them. The Albany Diocese films a show and we show those. And then there are shows that are traditionally sort of like community-focused shows that people are just sort of very, very interested in their community and they want to have those shows aired on their local cable channels.
So do you have regular content producers who produce on a weekly or monthly basis?
So yes. And again, there's a separation between what gets aired on the channel, and then what gets produced in our studio. So right now, the studio, we're under HVAC renovations, so the studio is offline. But that doesn't mean the channel's offline. So we're continuing to show content that is produced outside the library and then sent to the library, you know, sent to the channel, and then we show that content.
I see. And what's the channel's formal relationship to Bethlehem Public Library and also to the town of Bethlehem?
Sure. So again, it's PEG television. It's public education and government. This channel happens to be the public channel, but it operates a little bit with some education content and some government content too. Mm-hmm. The formal relationship is there isn't much of a formal relationship. This is kind of a handshake agreement that has been around for quite a while. So the funds for the capital – so when we're talking about equipment, things that would have to be purchased, equipment or construction to the studio itself, that money comes through the town of Bethlehem and the cable franchise fee through a subscriber-based fee that gets paid every month for the cable subscribers on the two different providers in the town of Bethlehem. So there's Verizon and Spectrum. And the subscribers every month, there's a small fee on their bill, and that money gets collected by the cable companies, turned over to the town of Bethlehem, and then that money actually goes to three different places potentially to buy equipment. So the three different places that money can go for equipment purchases can be to the town itself, to the town board if they want to film, you know, for the purposes of filling the town board meetings, zoning board meetings. It can go to the Bethlehem School District for the purpose of filming their board meetings. And again, that gets showed on the channel. Mm-hmm. And then it can come to the library for buying all of the equipment, not only to film things in the library, but also to operate the channel itself, schedule programs, that sort of thing. So then the library's half is that it's housed by the library, right, obviously. And then any staff people are paid for are library employees. So it's paid for out of the library. And it's a service industry, right? So the staffing is the most expensive part of any of those things. So the library contributes the lion's share of the money towards the endeavor.
So it's a pretty tight relationship with the library.
It's not. It's not even a separate. It's not a separate entity. It's. Mm-hmm. It is a department of the library. It's a, not even a formal department. It's a piece of the library. It's a service that the library offers. It is governed by the library trustees. So they are the governing board that runs this. But again, as far as a, you know, a formal agreement between the town and the school district and the library, there isn't one. But it's worked. It's worked along for a long time. So.
So can you tell us a bit about the history of Bethlehem Cable TV? First of all, how did the idea for it arise?
Right. So this is deep into the past as far as public access TV is concerned. At one point in the town, before 82, it was housed outside the library. So on Delaware Avenue, if you're familiar with Delmar, they had an office space that was rented and the studio was run out of that. At some point, because again, the money that comes through the franchise can only be used for capital and again, not staff, it became difficult for the organization to continue to run. So they were reaching out to different local agencies and asking about, you know, where we might house this to provide it with some level of stability and support, right? That's the challenge when you're talking about setting up a public access television station. Who pays the staffing costs? Mm-hmm. So at that point, we went to the board of directors. I can only assume at that point. I haven't looked at the minutes. And they agreed at that time to bring it into the library, use those capital funds to construct, to take an old storage room and turn that into the studio, and then bring make another area into the control room, and then that the staff would come from the library's budget.
I see. And how long has it been around? What's like, the timeline for all of that?
In the library, at least since 1982.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And can you tell us about some of the challenges and rewards of being involved in a local public access channel?
Sure. I mean, there's lots of challenges and rewards. The best part is that this is truly, there are not that many outlets for free speech, right? So this is one. Again, we're not trying to control content. We're trying to make this an access vehicle, a way for people to get their voices heard on their local cable stations, right? That's what the purpose of this is for. So that is very rewarding. So people who are super community oriented and want to produce a show, we create an outlet for them to do that. That's extremely rewarding. Can be complicated is this nature of the relationship between the town and the school district and the library with no real formal agreement. It works and it has worked for years, obviously, if it's been around since 1982. But it's a complex relationship. And I think just explaining to people, what is this? How does it actually operate? And then what's the purpose of that? And then trying to broaden the base of who are the people who want to participate in this? And then add another layer on top of that. Technology is changing the way in which people consume media all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And recently, this is the biggest challenge that we're facing right now.
Like how people actually access the channel?
Well, that is a change, right? So we'll talk about Spectrum for a minute. They just switched the public access channels, certainly in Bethlehem, to the digital tier. So people who in the course of the history, the channel has been on channel 31, channel 17, and channel 18 most recently. And then when we switched to the digital tier, it went to channel 1301, right? Mm-hmm. And so it is a little bit buried. And people were saying, you know, where's the channel? And we say, oh, it's on channel 1301. And then for a while, it was digital on some TVs if they had a certain tuner, if they didn't have a certain tuner. It was confusing to try to explain to people instead of just saying, it's on channel 18, that's where it is. So that's a technological issue that's just confusing about cable, the cable broadcast itself. Add into the complexity of in the local area, Bethlehem is one of the places that has a second cable network that people can sign on to for Verizon Fios TV. And then what channel is that on? And then people don't frequently know. Sometimes they don't even know which cable subscriber, which cable provider they have. And we have to talk them through that sort of on a case-by-case basis. So I think certainly the number of people that can stumble by the channel serendipitously has decreased because of the placement of those channels. So there's one. Mm-hmm. And then two is a lot of people are consuming media online, right? Mm-hmm. So the money that comes for capital is to provide broadcast on cable television. Well, that's a narrowing field, right? That's not necessarily, if you were going to come up with a local interest television station, you want to call it that, and get that out to the maximum number of people, you might or might not choose cable as your medium of choice, right? There are other media available. And so that's a challenge too, right?
Right. So with those issues in mind, what do you envision for the future of Bethlehem Public TV?
Right. So we're just embarking on a pretty exciting change. So we are, after this renovation that we're going through in the library, the plan is to come back and have a studio that's going to be based on a technology called a one-button studio. So this is going to enable people to create their content largely without intervention from the staff. So the room can be used. People come in, can film a show, out of which they might put that show on the channel. They might come to us and say, please, I want this played on the channel. Fantastic. It might also be that a student wants to use that space to film themselves for a school project and then look at how they time their presentation out and look at it. So we're looking at that studio space as how can people create AV content and use that space more hours of the week. And that's the we're doing that through a separation of like what is the channel and then what is the studio. Right. For so long they've been conflated, and we're separating those two things out.
And is there any gesture towards moving in a direction of kind of cross-platform distribution of your content?
Right, but again, yes. I mean, so right now already, we give a copy of the show that gets produced for the producers. If they had produced it in our studio, they get a copy, and lots of the producers put them up online. But the content isn't, in the end, the station's content. The content belongs to the individual. So they are certainly distributing it in lots of different ways, but it's not the station's content to be distributing. So there is some content that is the library's content. So we'll film a program. We have an author came in. We had a Hamilton program recently. So we're filming the Hamilton program, and we absolutely take that and then distribute it online as well as having it on the channel. So that's that is content that belongs to the station or the library, however you want to say that. But because much of the content isn't ours, we don't have a, well, there's lots of online video platforms, any one of them. We don't have a channel specifically for that.
So that's a kind of complicated situation.
It is, because we don't own it, right? It's owned by the individual producers.
Right. Well, Jeff, thanks again for this interview. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That was WOOC correspondent Aaron Pettinati speaking with Jeff Kirkpatrick, director of the Bethlehem Public Library, about changes at the public access television station run by the library.